Welcome back to the podcast. I never ever say that when I start this podcast. And I thought today I'm going to say it. So welcome back. I want you to know I'm grateful that you keep coming back. You keep tuning in. And so long as you keep tuning in, I'm going to keep delivering. So today I'm talking to you about the awkward and uncomfortable in between stage of identity shifting and personal growth. And before I dive into this, I am going on a holiday on Friday. So in a couple of days' time, I am going to be in Spain. So that will be fun. I will be all over Instagram. I have no doubt about it. So come and follow me on Instagram. I always link that below. And let's get into this episode. So this journey of life, I always look at life as a journey because that's what it is. That's what it is. We're all in this journey of life. And for you listening to this, you're also on a personal growth journey. Of course you are. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this. Not everyone in the journey of life goes on a personal growth journey. Only some people, and you are one of them. And in this personal growth journey that you're on, you will very likely go through many, many identity shifts. And some identity shifts will feel deeper than others. And I know that you know growth isn't always comfortable and it isn't always fun. My personal growth journey has been far from smooth sailing and far from comfortable. And at points, I have questioned myself, shall I just go back to living a non-growth life? Like, were things easier when I didn't have this awareness? And, you know, we could argue that, yeah, they probably were. But hey, we carry on. We keep going. So we know that it's not always comfortable. It's not always fun. Sometimes it is fun and sometimes it is enjoyable. And in life, it's very easy to look at the butterfly afterwards, right? When the transformation has happened, it's very easy to look at the beautiful butterfly. The shift has taken place. That butterfly has grown through that metamorphosis. But we often overlook that metamorphosis process. We overlook that little cocoon that is hanging from a leaf. We never see that part. You tell me, when was the last time you saw a butterfly? I bet you have seen one fairly recently. And even if you haven't, because I've now planted that seed in your mind, you will see a butterfly very soon. So butterflies, they're pretty common. But when was the last time you saw a little cocoon? I bet you've never seen one. But we know they're there. We know these cocoons are clearly hanging around in different places because the butterfly came from the cocoon. And this is because every step always builds on the one before. The butterfly could not be here without the cocoon, and the cocoon could not be here without the caterpillar. And that's growth. It's very easy to look at the butterfly, but we overlook the cocoon. And that phase, that metamorphosis, isn't often talked about because sometimes, maybe even most of the time, it ain't glamorous. It ain't glamorous when you are metamorphosizing. But if you are on this journey, it is inevitable. And it will happen more than once that you will go through your own metamorphosis again and again and again and again, maybe even more times than you care to imagine. So you might be in this phase right now where you do feel like you are transitioning from an identity that you have outgrown, a life that you have outgrown, habits that you have outgrown, a self-concept that you have outgrown. And you are in this awkward stage of shifting out of that and growing and changing and transforming, but you haven't yet fully stepped into the new phase and the new way of being. And that period of transformation and transition, it can be really quick. Like, you can shift and just embody a new identity in a very short space of time, or it can be very long. There's no timeline of how this transformation plays out. It's going to vary from person to person. And we can so often have this idea of where we believe we should be in life. And very likely, you believe you should be further along than you are right now. And that feeling of should, that only creates more frustration and more stuckness. And if you're going through this shift right now, you're stepping out of someone that you've always been or you once were, and that chapter is coming to a close, and you are in the process of turning the page, but the page hasn't yet turned. Sometimes you can feel like frustration building, like, why is this taking so long? Why am I finding this shift so hard? I'm not that person anymore, but yeah, I don't know who I even am or who I'm becoming. And that creates frustration. And it can also keep people stuck in the sense of they feel they have to stop everything and drop everything to see this shift through. So they might stop what they're doing in their business, or they might just quit their job out of nowhere, or cut people out of their life out of nowhere, or just take absolutely no action in their life because they feel that because they're going through this shift, everything has to pause. And honestly, I think that is the worst thing you can do. You do not need to stop or pause. You continue moving forwards because this is only going to slow down your progress. Yes, it's confusing when you are leaving an old identity, but you haven't yet shifted into a new one and it's taking a while. But if you stop or pause, that's going to slow down who you are becoming. Because if you don't know yet who you are becoming, that's because by you living your life in this uncertain period, by you implementing action, following through with ideas, that is going to help you and support you with identifying and understanding who you are becoming in the future. So this is going to be something you will experience. You are either going through it now, you've either been through it, or it will come. And like I said, this is just part of the process. It's nothing to fear, but sometimes it's uncomfortable. So I want you to think of a snake. Okay, think of a snake. A snake sheds its skin, and a snake will shed its skin quite often. And that is normal, and it's actually healthy. It's healthy for the snake to release its old skin. And when snakes grow, their skin doesn't grow with them. So they essentially outgrow the skin that they're in. And when this happens and they're going through this process, they don't stop hunting for food. They don't stop moving forwards. They'll shed their skin and they'll be on their way. And this shedding of their skin is a natural part of their growth and their life journey. And they also shed their skin to remove parasites and things that have been attached to their old skin that doesn't serve them, that is holding them back. It's not bringing anything good into their life. So they shed that shit off. And once that old skin is gone, that new skin underneath is revealed, and that new skin is brighter, it's more vibrant, that snake is glowing. Look, I did some snake research before this episode. I don't just know this about snakes, but hey, now I do. And I feel like these animals, insects, they're out in nature for a reason. And one of those reasons is because we can learn so much from them, just like the butterfly. just like the snake. When you are shifting and when you are growing and you are on a journey, personal development journey, spiritual journey, whatever journey you're on, you're going to change. And that's the whole part of it. And it's fun, but going through that process can be ugly. So when you are shifting and growing, there are a few things that might happen. The first thing is that your mind is wired to keep you safe and alive. You know that. So your mind doesn't particularly like change. And you changing and you shifting can create this fear or uncertainty in your body and in your mind, because your mind is like, what the fuck is my human doing? She's trying to change and I don't know how to keep her alive as this new version of herself that she's trying to change into. So there will be this element of resistance when you are in this in-between stage of shedding an old skin and shifting into a new one. There's going to be resistance because your mind has learned how to keep you alive as the old version of you that you don't want to be anymore, that you've grown out of. But your mind doesn't yet know how to keep you alive as this new improved version that you're becoming. So yes, there's going to be resistance, which is why growth can feel tough and challenging, because there's this resistance in your mind. It's trying to keep you the same as you were. It's trying to keep you as the old version of you, because you're there stepping into the unknown and your mind doesn't like that. But you know that if you want a different result in your life, it is far more effective to do something different than what you've always done before. Because if you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always got. So growth gets you the results. Growth creates the up levels. Growth creates the transformations in your life. And if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. If this journey that you have chosen was easy, everyone would be doing it. And you know, the people who live down your street, you know, they probably aren't doing it, because it isn't easy and it isn't always pretty. Just like a snake shedding its skin or a caterpillar turning into goo in its little cocoon, this can be messy. But the beautiful butterfly that comes out afterwards, or that glowing snake, that can only come as a result of the mess, because every step builds on the one before. The butterfly and the snake have to go through that in order to come out the other side. They can't skip that step. And in this process of shifting and changing and transforming and growing, you might shift quite quickly. Like I said before, you might know that you're not these things anymore and this isn't you anymore. And you might be able to literally create a shift overnight in who you are. Or you might know who you are becoming. So you might have an idea of who you are becoming. You know where you're going. You are stepping into this future version of yourself. It doesn't happen overnight, but you are implementing it and integrating it, and you know exactly who you're becoming. So you have a clear idea of who this new version of you is, this you 2.0 is. Sometimes it can be quick and the integration can be quick, or it can be an overnight thing. But sometimes it can take a long time. So for me, I went through, and I'm still going through, a huge identity shift over the last 2 years. This has been like a 2 year thing, ongoing thing. So when this all came about, this identity shift where I realized I'd had this identity death of who I was, I had an idea of who I wasn't anymore and what I was shedding, and I had an idea of who I was becoming. So I knew what I wasn't and I knew who I was becoming, but the integration of who I was becoming is what has taken the time. And that has what has been this 2-year journey, roller coaster ride of a journey. And that integration is still not fully integrated and complete. I'm still integrating that identity shift. And it might not take you that length of time. But if it does take you that length of time, let me tell you, don't be surprised. And you're also not alone, and you're also not lost. Like I said before, this is why you don't pause, you don't stop when you go through this identity shift. You continue moving forward, knowing that what you're doing now is a step towards who you are becoming when everything is shifted, everything is integrated, and you have come out the other side. But you can only come out the other side with thanks to who you are now and who you were, because every step builds on the one before. And you might feel that you're stuck. You might feel like you are a bit lost. You might feel like you are in no man's land. It can feel like you are in this empty void. And there have been so many periods and times during this process for me where I have felt like I've been in a void, or I felt lost, or I felt like so much has dropped away. And there is this common advice in the personal development world that you have to let go of lots of things in order to make room for the new. And I'm not saying that that's not true, but I'm saying that through my experience, it's not immediate. You can create a lot of energetic space, and that energetic space isn't immediately filled with the new. And because of that, you can feel in this big empty void for a while, and it's confusing, but you have not lost yourself, even though you might feel like you have, or you might feel like you've lost who you once believed you were. So for me, I had an idea of who I was. I thought I was this person, and that was my identity for my whole life. And then I lost that. That went. And that was fucking confusing. But it's integrating. It's falling into place slowly but surely. And it will for you too. So if you do feel lost, I want you to flip this on its head. And I want you to instead feel like you've not lost anything, and you're actually in the process of gaining who you actually are. The facets of yourself that you had lost before, this perceived idea that right now you've lost something or you are lost, it's not the case. You were in fact more lost before, because you were trying to be someone that wasn't authentically you. So now you haven't lost anything. You're in the process of gaining it back. You are in the process of finding yourself again. You are finding facets of your being that were lost, that were suppressed. And just like the snake who has shed his skin in order to reveal your new glowing self underneath this transformation, this glowing, more aligned representation of who you are, you have to shed the old shit. You have to shed the tired, crispy, dried up skin with parasites and stuff that have been stuck to you. You have to shed that off. Goodbye. To reveal the good stuff. And that skin you are shedding might be beliefs, habits, ways of thinking, people that aren't in alignment with you. And I'm not talking about doing drastic things like cutting out your family or your friends and things like that, but habits and thought patterns and ways of being and beliefs and what you once thought was possible and other things like that, that's what's been attached to you, and you're shedding that shit off now. That's not a bad thing. But during the process, it might be uncomfortable. I don't know. I'm not a snake, but I can't imagine that shedding off your skin is a comfortable process, but it's a necessary process. I also can't imagine that a caterpillar creating a cocoon and then dissolving itself into mush and then piecing itself back together again to become a butterfly. I can't imagine that that is comfortable, but it's necessary. So just like the snake who is shedding its skin to remove the shit, that's what you are also doing. You are healing yourself in the process. You are cleansing yourself in the process. You are shifting old habits that are not useful for you anymore, old beliefs, old situations. You are growing and you are renewing yourself. So what the hell do you do when you are in this in-between stage? You are in the middle of shedding the shit. You know you're changing. You know things that once served you don't serve you anymore. You might find yourself in this awkward middle stage where you have let go of a lot of things or ended a lot of things, yet the new, it's not entering yet. What do you do? In this period of time, this is when you learn about yourself, this new version of yourself. You explore new things. You try on new beliefs. You try on new identities. You don't hit the pause button. You don't lock all the doors and lock all the windows and shut the curtains and wait to emerge as this new renewed version of yourself. No, you carry on moving. You get up, you go to work, you run your business. You carry on posting on social media. You keep moving forwards. And you learn about yourself in the process. That's the whole point of this. If you pause, you are leaving yourself no room for experiencing life. But experiencing life is the most useful thing you could do right now when you're in this between stage of, who the fuck am I? What the fuck am I doing? Like, I'm not that person anymore, but yet I don't really know where I'm going. You live your fucking life. You explore. And I'm going to do a whole other episode, which will be the next episode after this, which is going to be how to discover your most authentic self again. Because like I said, you might be in this identity shifting phase where you're shedding your skin and you are immediately stepping into a new skin and a new identity, and you know where you're going, you know who you're becoming, and that's great. But sometimes you can feel like everything is releasing, everything is changing, you're changing internally and externally, things are changing and dropping away, but yet you don't know what or who you're changing into. You are releasing the masks that you've realized you've been wearing, but yet you don't quite know who you're even meant to be, who you're turning into, who your authentic self is. So your old self is gone, but this new identity, it hasn't come to the surface yet because your new self hasn't been birthed yet. And when you're going through this kind of identity shift, which is what I have been through, is because this is an identity shift where you're actually reconnecting with your truest self. So instead of feeling like this is a scary identity crisis and you don't know who the fuck you are, let's flip it on its head that you're actually in the middle of a massive, huge up-level and transformation. You are not lost. You are finding yourself. You are regaining the parts of you that you had lost before, but you're not lost anymore. And I hear so many people say, you need to grieve for your old self. I disagree with that. I do a lot of studying on grief with the work I do with rapid resolution therapy. And this whole notion of grief and the feeling of loss that comes with grief, it's pointing to the idea that you've lost something. And when you feel like you've lost something, of course you're going to feel like shit. Your mind is going to be trying to get you to cause a connection with the thing that you perceived to have lost. That's what's going on. So if I've lost my AirPods, I'm going to feel shit because my mind is going to get me to try and get my AirPods back and I've lost them. I don't know where they are, so I can't. That's what's happening with grief. And that's what's happening when people tell you, grieve your old self. Well, grieving your old self to me is quite counterproductive, because if you grieve your old self, your mind's just trying to take you back to your old self. We don't want that. We want you moving forwards. And you know now, because I've explained it, that you are absolutely not lost. You are, in fact, shifting from being lost into finally finding who the fuck you came here to be. So let's not grieve our old selves, because that's not useful. And let's celebrate the fuck out of you for finding more authenticity in your life, even if this process right now feels weird and uncomfortable and empty and confusing. So if you are currently shifting out of an old identity and into a new one, think about what phase you're actually in. Maybe you know who you're becoming. Maybe this is like a mini transformation. You have decided you are not that person anymore. This is who you're going to be. And you're already on the way. The goalpost is there. It's happening. Or maybe you're in this transformation period where things have dropped away and anything unaligned is releasing or has been released. But yet you're in this process of figuring out, well, what does this new skin actually look like? Who am I becoming? And if that's you, I got you in the next episode, because that was me too. And either way, you're growing, you're transforming, you are in the middle of a rebirth, and there is no set time frame. We just roll with it, but we keep moving forwards. Come and tell me if this episode aligned with you. You know I love to hear from you. I'm on Instagram, I link it below. And keep your eyes peeled for the next episode, which will be released on Monday, where I will go deeper into this topic. So that's going to really help you if this resonated with you today. And I will be in Spain, so that will be lovely. I love you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode. If you're on a mission to close the gap between your current self and your future self, the version of you who has not only achieved her dreams, but also knows the exact steps to get there, then it's time to take the Future Self quiz. By completing this quick quiz, you'll receive a personalized roadmap designed to transform your vision board into your reality, all tailored to your unique answers. So if you're ready to unlock the wisdom of your future self that guides you from where you are now to where you want to be, I'll drop the link in the show notes so you can go and take the quiz and pull your future self into your current reality.